Well, that, I mean, that is a hard question. I have a tendency to think about the methane associated with coal in terms of the life cycle of coal mining. And I've mentioned this several times, and I've come to think about this more deeply over the last year or so relative to why there is so much methane wasted and how much of it goes to the atmosphere. We know that because of the way the life cycle of coal mining goes is that first we go out and we explore the virgin coal seams in the field. We assess how much gas there is. We then undertake to mine either from the surface or we go underground, depending on the situations. And then eventually those mines are closed. And there are two things that I think contribute to the fact that we don't end up using this gas in a way that's beneficial to the overall society and to the process itself. And that generally is something that I touched on briefly yesterday, but I'll dwell on a little bit more, which is that we have a tendency to look at the gas associated with coal as just simply a byproduct. We have a tendency never to take those two systems and look at the gas and the coal as two separate commodities that should be valued separately and there should be a separate plan for understanding how much gas is there, how much of it's recoverable, and how it can be used. So what generally happens in the coal life cycle is that if the coal seams are permeable and there is a possibility of pre-mine drainage, sometimes that's implemented, a lot of times it isn't. Then we end up dealing with the gas in the coal mine, and we heard from Dr. Shumkoff and Dr. Creedy about the implications of that in terms of the economics of coal mining and the safety and the overall social devastation that takes place when you think about the accident that we heard a little bit about. So I believe if we could, if we're talking about sustainable goals and we're talking about things either relative to clean energy or the safety of the miners or society in general, the devastation that happens to a community if a mine explodes, or the amount of gas that goes into the atmosphere and creates a global climate change, it seems like to me that we need to start not only valuing the gas that's associated with coal, but making it mandatory. And so there are a number, I think, of policy supports. And although we've talked a lot about initiatives that may be incentives for coal mines to use it, I think we need to go even a step further. I think we're at the point where it is such a dramatic and clearly understood forcer of climate change, the idea when we talk about, and we heard yesterday somebody questioned, is it 25 times or is it 34 times or is it 85 times? The point of it is, depending on its life cycle, it's all of those things. And I think Dr. Creedy gave this, I mean, I think a very eloquent way of saying that we really have to do something now. So for us to really actually put it back into the perspective in the question you asked me about how does it fit into the Sustainable Development Goals, I think it not only fits in, it's crucial. We have to make a plan. We have to value it. We have to use it like it's something very precious. And it's one of those things that if we don't see it as precious, we should see it as dangerous. And so in my mind, it's very clear.